ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. यत्र यत्र मनो याति ब्रह्मणस्तत्र दर्शनात् मनसो धारणं चैव धारणा सा परामता. So now we've been seeing in this text, these verses recently, how all the eightfold disciplines of yoga, Ashtanga yoga, here, how they are seen in the context of Vedanta, mean, how a mumukshu, ajignyasu, should take them. The sense, what should be his yamaha, what should be his niyamaha, what should be his the pratyaharaha, what should be his dhyanam. Not the so-called exercises, are not the disciplines. Now, those disciplines you have practiced also. Now how they should be all for contemplation alone, isn't it? So here, now we have seen until pratyahara. The 22nd verse is talking about the dharana. Isn't it? Yamaha, Nimaha, Pranayamaha, Pratyahara we have seen.
Asana.
Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara we have seen. So now comes the dharana. Literally, dharana means dharanam, dharana means holding. Isn't it? So, this concentration is called a dharana. Concentration of placing the attention is called a dharana. So, dhyanam is continuously focusing attention on a given object of meditation is dhyanam. But dharana means you make effort to place the attention of the mind on a given object. That's the slight difference. Dharanam also is a pre-preparation for dhyanam is called a dharana. Dhyana means you are already set when it is object of meditation in front of you and then you are able to focus attention on that given object means. Being able to focus attention on a given object of meditation is dhyanam. But when when the mind does not stay there for long, then you make effort to bring the mind back, isn't it? So, when you make effort to place attention on the mind on object of meditation, the mind, whenever mind it drifts, the mind slips away, or mind goes away, it's very natural for the mind to go away. So you bring the mind again and again and again back to the object of meditation, which is called concentration. So bringing the attention to the object of focus repeatedly, isn't it? It's called concentration. Actually, even the concentration is very close to meditation, isn't it? That we always say constant meditation is concentration, but concentration is not meditation. Isn't it? And so we said dharana. And here what should be the dharana? So he says, yatra yatra mano yati tatra brahmanastatra darshanat manaso dharanam chaiva dharana sa paramata. So, yatra yatra, for a person, a mukshu jignasu, who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge and who is all the time, who has done shravanam, who is all the time doing shravanam, or has done the shravanam or who is doing the shravanam, for such a person, what should be dharana? You know, yatra yatra manaha yati, wherever the mind goes. Mind goes to tree, mind goes to coffee, mind goes to bread, mind goes to flower bar, mind goes to some, you know, Mac, late nights, the wherever the mind goes, wherever mind moves around. Isn't it? What then, everywhere, what now? Brahma darshanam. You see, whatever mind sees, whatever mind is involved in, seeing that as Brahman. See, everything is Brahman, isn't it? Now there is no company. You are not able to focus on a given object. Because all the objects are here what? Brahman. All are Brahman here. Nothing which is not Brahman. Therefore, now you don't need to focus attention on one given object. Isn't it? So, now here in meditation, in the dharana, actually when you practice dharana, the mind goes away, you bring the mind back. But here, wherever the mind goes, no problem. Because there's a vision, understanding is there. It is about the enlightened mind. Already the mind, the vision is there. What is that? Isn't it? Aham, Brahma. Idam also is Brahma. You in the man, in the universe, the waking state, you see the universe as what? Aham and Idam. Divisions. Subject, object, knower, known, aham, idam, I, this, I am, and this universe. This division of object, object, division is there. You resolve, when you know that you are Brahma, you resolve the aham means, then you will resolve, you can resolve the idam also in Brahma. Resolve means cognitively. And aham, idam difference, you resolve cognitively in Brahma, then in you, for you, Brahman alone is there. You got it? Therefore, then wherever you see, what is that? Brahma darshanam. Because in deep sleep state, do you need to resolve this difference? Why? This division is not manifest. So, isn't it? Unmanifest divisions are undifferentiated. Undifferentiated divisions are non-recognizable. So in deep sleep state, you don't need to resolve these differences. The differences are resolved themselves in deep sleep state. Because they are non-recognized in deep sleep state. And they are because they are non-differentiated. Because they are unmanifest. In dream, you have dream division. There is no waking. In dream, you have dream division. But only in waking, you have what? No? Division. Aham, idam, this division. Because only in waking, the waking itself is what? The knowledge is manifest, isn't it? I cognition is manifest. Idam cognition is also there. I cognition, idam cognition, aham cognition, idam cognition, both the cognitions are there. Then there is waking state experience. And because they are manifest, they are differentiated so as aham and idam. But what is this aham cognition, what is this idam cognition? Isn't it? Aham cognition also is what? Vritti with chaitanyam. Idam cognition also vritti with the chaitanyam. You separate the chaitanyam from the vritti in aham cognition, then you understand I am consciousness. But understand I am consciousness, and what is idam? Idam also is Brahman. Aham Brahma asmi, when you say, you should say also, next step should be what? Idam is also Brahma. That is more important. Aham Brahma, idam, not means there is no jnanam. Aham Brahma asmi, immediately, simultaneously, what should be the vision? Idam Brahma. Idam Brahma, then what should be the next step? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Okay? Then what is the fourth step? Aham Idam Sarvam. Fourth step you have to remember. Aham Brahma Asmi, Idam Brahma Asti, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is Brahman. When you say all that is here is Brahman, you have resolved Aham. You have resolved Idam also. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma is a very important lesson here. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. That step is one. Third step. Step means not simultaneous, but I am saying it's a third step. It follows what? Idam Brahma. Idam Brahma follows when? Aham Brahma Asmi. Then what should be the final? No? Aham Idam Sarva. All that is here is me. I am the whole. The Buddha says, you are the whole. Which means, and what the person of this vision, yatra yatra manaha yati, wherever the mind goes, Brahma Darshanat. Not only Brahma Darshanat. Isn't it? Brahma Darshanat. Manasaha dharanam chaiva. Isn't it? Manasaha dharanam. Seeing Brahman everywhere is the dharanam. Wherever, okay? This is called to say sa dharana paramata. Wherever the mind goes, whatever the mind perceives, comes in contact with, and seeing that as Brahman, and you know, placing the mind in that itself as Brahman, is what? That is paramata means what now? That is considered to be the exalted dharana, exalted form of dharana. Para dharana mata. Mata means that is said to be, that is considered to be, that is known to be the exalted form of dharana. Is it clear? Okay. We'll go to the next. Brahmaivasmiti sadvritya.
Brahmaivasmiti sadvritya.
Niralambataya sthitihi.
Niralambataya sthitihi.
Dhyana shabdena vikhyata.
Dhyana shabdena vikhyata.
Paramananda dayini.
Paramananda dayini.
Brahmaivasmiti sadvritya.
Brahmaivasmiti sadvritya.
Niralambataya sthitihi.
Niralambataya sthitihi.
Dhyana shabdena vikhyata.
Dhyana shabdena vikhyata.
Paramananda dayini.
Paramananda dayini.
Okay. What is dhyanam here then? What should be the dhyanam? So beautiful this is. Dhyana shabdena vikhyata. What is, you know, what is to be known here as, what is known as dhyanam in this context, a wise person. What is dhyanam here? Sthitihi. What sthitihi is dhyanam here? Niralambataya sthitihi. See, lambanam means lambadatu. Lambanam means hanging. Okay. Alambanam means leaning on a support. Alambanam is a support. Alambanam is a gerund. It is a support. So, requiring a support, one who needs the support to lean on, you know, recurring the support to lean on is called what now? Salambata. Sal alambanam. Alambata means support. But requiring the support to lean on is called salambata. But not requiring the support to lean on is called niralambata. Okay, lambanam, alambanam, niralambanam. Isn't it? Salambanam is a support. Alambata means what now? Support. Salambata means what now? With the support. Which means requiring this support. Isn't it? Niralambata means supportlessness. Isn't it? Which means not requiring this support. So, Niralambata is a non-requirement of this support. Niralambata. So, Niralambataya is a feminine gender word. Third case is what? Niralambataya. Niralambata. Isn't it? Non-requirement of the support. So, Niralambataya, without requiring any support to lean on, Stitihi, being, Stitihi, what of? Just being. How? The being by oneself. Remaining by oneself. Just being the self. Being the self, with being self-dependent. Being by oneself means being self-dependent. Being self-dependent, being by oneself. Without requiring to depend on anything else. Emotionally. See, emotional dependency is something inevitable. Very natural. Natural, but the whole life is to learn how to be by yourself. So the whole life you're not supposed to be. You're not asked to be by yourself. The whole life you're supposed to be with the company and later on to learn to be without a companion. I mean, not that you should hate and throw away the companion. Emotionally, not being dependent on the companionship or for the companion for one's happiness. Is it? So, being self-dependent. The self-dependence is what? Freedom from independence. Freedom from dependence is what? Independence. Independence is what? Moksha. Okay. That moksha is when? When you are yourself. When can you be yourself? Only when you know Aham Brahma Asmi. If you do not know Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Brahma Asmi, this vision, the clear vision. What is it vision? What is it? No, it's Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. What is Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam? Isn't it? Any cognition is Vritti Jnanam. I'm very happy to teach you this. Nice to know, isn't it? Vritti Jnanam means what? Vritti with manifestation of consciousness is Vritti Jnanam. Like illumination means what? Illumination means opaque plus light is illumination. So knowledge, Vritti Jnanam means what? Vritti plus manifestation of consciousness. Or you can say consciousness. Vritti with consciousness is what? Vritti Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam. And here, so any cognition is what? Vritti plus consciousness. So also, Aham Brahma Asmi also is what? Vritti Jnanam. You separate the Aham, take the Aham cognition and separate the Vritti cognitively, understand consciousness being the reality. This is Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, if that knowledge is there, so knowledge of this is also Vritti Jnanam. Knowledge of anything in this universe is also Vritti Jnanam. I am, okay, I am knowledge of the self also is what? Vritti Gyanam. Whether it is knowledge of the self or knowledge of the universe. Knowledge of this or knowledge of I. Knowledge of I is also Vritti Gyanam. Knowledge of this also is Vritti Gyanam. Isn't it? But knowledge of I, knowledge of the self, self-knowledge. What is self-knowledge? What I am, what I is, when you understand, that is knowledge of the self. What this universe is, what this computer is, what this cup is, what this is, when you understand knowledge of this. What I am, when you understand knowledge of the self. And when you understand, I am consciousness, I am limitless reality, the consciousness, that knowledge is the absolute knowledge. Why? Because knowledge of the absolute reality. The knowledge of this is what? Relative knowledge. Why? Because the knowledge of this is incomplete knowledge. But knowledge of the I, self-knowledge, is what? No. It's a complete knowledge. Once you know, because there's nothing more to know. Why? Because only in self-knowledge, the very knower will resolve. When the knower is resolved, there's nobody to know, make to know anything newly, more. Therefore, Aham Brahmasmi is what now? Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Akhanda Akaram is what now? You see, I am the whole. See, the Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam means what now? The self in self-knowledge. One sees oneself being the whole. Indivisible, partless whole. The limitless reality. That knowledge of the whole. Whole is what now? Knowledge of the khandam is what? Different. Knowledge of the akhanda vastu. What is akhanda vastu here? Reality. What is the reality? Brahman. What is Brahman? Consciousness. So knowledge of the indivisible, partless reality, the whole, as one's own self, as one's own nature, is what? Akhanda akara Vritti Jnanam. Akhandakarasya Jnanam. Akhandakara Jnanam. Tumbler, orange cup Vritti Jnanam. The object is orange. Akhandakaram is what now? Reality which is of the form of partlessness. So the nature of the whole, isn't it? Akhandakara Vritti Jnanam. Aham Brahmasmi, this Jnanam is there. Isn't it? Then, that only in that jnanam, you are free from emotional dependence. Aham Brahmasmi jnanam alone, you can be free from dependence. Until and unless that jnanam is there, dependence is inevitable. Now, I don't have that jnanam, but still I am very independent. Shastra doesn't accept it. Ignorant, dependent. Wise, independent. There is no way of being independent. Therefore, Aham Brahmasmi, this vision, with this vision, when you become free from dependence, which means you are by yourself. So being able to be by oneself, without recurring to lean on any support, anything in this world emotionally, is called what? That is what is Dhyanam. Very beautiful, isn't it? That is what is Dhyanam here. Nidalambataya sthitihi eva dhyana shabdena vikhyata. And that state of being free from emotional dependence with the vision of, because of the vision of the self being Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, is covered now. That sthiti, that state is the Paramananda Dayini. That is the best, that state alone is the bestower of what now? Absolute happiness. Absolute means what now? Timeless, everlasting happiness is what now? Paramanandaha. And who can give you that absolute everlasting happiness? Only this state. This state can give you. Paramananda Daini Sthiti. He is a Paramananda word, the Daini. What is the state? Hey, it's not a state of mind or something. It's a state wherein, the condition wherein you are emotionally independent of everything in the world. You're not emotionally leaning on anything. Because of your vision of yourself being Brahman. So, Aham Brahmasmi, that vision is there, then there is freedom from dependence. When you're free from dependence, being free from dependence, emotional dependence, is the Paramanandaha. Actually, limitless happiness and being emotionally independent is what? The same. In fact, freedom from emotional dependence is equal to being happy, happiness. And that reveling in happiness as not as a state of mind, reveling in happiness or fullness, not a state of mind, but as one's own nature. One's own nature, and wherein one is free from limitations, free from dependence, that is called dhyanam. So reveling in happiness is dhyanam. What is dhyanam? Reveling in happiness as one's own swarupam is dhyanam. So reveling in one's own swarupam, reveling in happiness, one's own swarupam is possible only when you are free from emotional dependence. You are free from emotional dependence only when you know the fact Aham Brahmasmi, that you are Brahma. Steps you should understand. Okay? We'll go to the next one.
What's Sadvritya?
Sadvritti is Akhandakara. They explained a lot long. Sadvritti means Akhandakara Vritti. Vritti Jnanam. Sadvritti means knowledge of the reality. Sat means reality there. Sadvritti means knowledge of the reality. And knowledge of the reality means knowledge of Brahman, the reality, which is called Akhandakara Vritti Jnanam. Sorry, Pritiji. I explained Akhandakara Vritti Jnanam so long, I took so long to explain, but I didn't tell the meaning. I meant that only, sorry. Brahmaivasmi iti Sadvritya means Akhandakara Vritya, I said. See, Brahmaivasmi iti Vrittihi Sadvrittihi. Vritti Jnanam, you should say. Knowledge of the reality. Tapati is unassailable thought or something. You can better have it as Akhandakara Vritti. Okay. Maybe they are correct, but I can't see that. I just go by what I know. See that. Okay. Nirvikarataya Vritya.
Nirvikarataya Vritya.
Brahma karataya punaha.
Brahma karataya punaha.
Vritti vismaranam samyak.
Vritti vismaranam samyak.
Samadhar jnana samyak.
Samadhar jnana samyak.
Nirvikarataya vritya.
Nirvikarataya.
Brahma karataya punaha.
Brahma karataya punaha.
Vritti vismaranam samyak.
Vritti vismaranam samyak.
Samadhar jnana samyak.
Samadhar jnana samyak.
So, here, what is Samadhi? See, as a practice of meditation in Ashtanga Yoga, when you resolve, when you have all the thoughts put to sleep, when all the thoughts are resolved, the stateless, the thoughtless condition of the mind, the state of the mind, which you deliberately made effort to resolve them, the practice of meditation, all the thoughts are resolved, even aham thought is not there. You may have nirvikalpa samadhi or savikalpa samadhi. I taught you this, isn't it? So nirvikalpa or savikalpa samadhis, with I thought or without the I thought also, all thoughts are resolved. No? That state of mind is called samadhi. That you achieve how? By only practicing meditation on a given object, upasana. But here what is samadhi? Here samadhi is that you don't put the thoughts to sleep here. You don't undo the thoughts here. No? In samadhi, the thoughts are really deliberately, the practice of meditation, you really resolve them. But here, you don't resolve the thoughts. Thoughts are there. But what do you do here? In here. Nirvikarataya vrittya. Brahmakarataya vrittya. You have what now? Brahmakara vrittihi. Vrittijnanam. Isn't it? Suppose the knowledge of the object is there. What now? There is knowledge of this object called computer. A computer jnanam is a vrittijnanam. So there is a vritti, computer vritti arises. And there is conscious manifests, then there is a computer cognition, computer knowledge, mic knowledge, cup knowledge. Everything, there is a particular vritti comes. The given vritti comes and there is that knowledge. The vritti comes, the vritti by itself cannot become a knowledge, cognition. The vritti, when the consciousness also is there, then it is jnanam, knowledge. Isn't it? Similarly here, this vastu jnanam, aham brahmasmi, isn't it? Oh, I am consciousness. I am brahmasmi, isn't it? But that also, the vritti. Aham vritti already there. I am is there. I am reality. I am consciousness. That vritti also rises. Then, again, there's also, and that vritti also is what now? That vritti rises, finished. For which the mind must be very sharp for that knowledge to rise. See, you cannot have the knowledge of a given object if that vritti does not rise in your mind. That is why knowledge is not from outside, okay? That is why we always say knowledge is already here. Discovery of what is knowledge. Why do you say? Knowledge is already there, it is covered. Whatever you come to know, you think you are ignorant, isn't it? Whatever you do not know, whenever you do not know one, you can be very happy about it. Whatever I do not know, the knowledge is there. You should not think I do not know. Okay? Knowledge is there, only it is covered. Knowledge is not created. Knowledge is already there. If already there means, then what is knowledge here? Knowledge, how is knowledge then? It is covered. Knowledge remains covered. It can be knowledge of anything. No knowledge is ever created. Knowledge of any this or aham. Very easy, isn't it? Aham and idam. Knowledge of anything in this universe is what? This. Idam jnanam. Knowledge of I, isn't it? Any knowledge is already there. Where? As a pure knowledge, the source of knowledge. And what is it? It is covered. So discovery of what is knowledge. Therefore here also, when the vritti arises, then there is that cognition, consciousness is there, consciousness is always there. Vritti arises, then vrittihi, with consciousness, whatever. Suppose, if this comes, immediately a new thing comes, is brought into the light, that light illumines that new object. I bring this now, the light illumines this object. Light does not move, come and go, light is always there. A vritti comes, illumined. The light of consciousness illumines the vritti. How? Being manifest there, being reflected there. So, but for the vritti to rise, man become what now? Subtle. Now this I am consciousness, is it? I am consciousness, aham brahmasmi. That vritti also rises, has to rise. The vritti rises, then that is a akhandakara vritti jnanam. No more, is it? You are not undoing body, mind, complex, anything here. But you distinguish the knower, I. You dissolve the I in consciousness, but now. Then aham is what now? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Akhanda, I don't sewing like this. You know, once you see the self being consciousness, and this is a formless reality. So, nirakara vritya. Nirvikarataya brahmakarataya vritya punaha. Okay. So, brahmakarataya means what? No, vritya. By having this cognition that aham brahmasmi. Brahmakara vrittihi. I am brahmasmi jnanam is what? No, brahmakara vrittihi. Having this, by that, because of that vritti jnanam, the knowledge cognition arises, isn't it? Of that self being Brahman. And then it is what? A nirvikara vrittihi. All the vrittis change, isn't it? All the vrittis come and go. Change actually. So nirvikara, nirakara vritya. Nirvikarataya vritya. And here, the knowledge of idam is what? Knowledge of any object is what? The object is subject to change. Here, isn't it? But nirvikarataya vritya means because this knowledge is of something which is unchanging. The knowledge of anything in the world is knowledge of object which is subject to change. But knowledge of Brahman, the reality, the self, is what now? Something which is not subject to change. The object of knowledge here, in self-knowledge, object of knowledge is not subject to change. In knowledge of the world, no, the object of knowledge is subject to change. Is it clear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In self-knowledge, object of knowledge, the self, is not subject to change. In knowledge of the world, object of knowledge is subject to change. Object subject to change, isn't it? Therefore, nirvikarataya vritya, brahmakarataya, nirvikarataya vritya. So, by that knowledge of the self, okay, knowledge of this, the cognition of self being Brahman, and which the Brahman which is not subject to change also, then what happens? Because that knowledge, object is not subject to change, therefore that knowledge is there in the vision of the reality, the Brahman, the consciousness as the self, all the thoughts you are not undoing, they all become resolved. Vritti vismarana means, vismaranam literally means forgetfulness. Suppose when you see the water, You resolve every, you see every wave is being able to see every wave as water is what forgetting the wave. Forgetfulness, not like how we forget things here. See, one seeing the water, then resolving the, not seeing the wave, seeing the water, having resolved the wave in the water, oh, only water, when you see, seeing only the water is what not seeing the wave, not seeing the wave is forgetting the wave. Okay, similarly here also. A, in this vision of Brahman, the Brahmakarataya or Nirvikarataya Vritya means, we are taking it as what now? Because of this cognition of self being Brahman. That's simple thing. Brahman, which is not subject to change and which is, you know, which is partless whole. Because of that vritti jnanam, what happens? You resolve all the thoughts in that Brahman, the consciousness. All the vrittis are what now? Resolved all the vrittis, all the thoughts there. Therefore, you see, then only consciousness there, which means you see consciousness alone being manifest as vritti is there. Then, seeing consciousness being manifest as the vrittis, you see only consciousness, the vrittis are as though forgotten. Having the thoughts resolved in consciousness is what? Is as good as is forgetting the vrittis. You don't really forget the vrittis. Sometimes you forget things, no? Here you're not forgetting here. That's why I gave the example of water and wave. You see the waves, then you see the water. Having seen the water, you do not undo the waves. Intellectually, you resolve the waves in the water. Waves are water. Then you, only wave, water alone is the name of waves. Means, your whole vision is of the water, then waves are forgotten. Okay? Similarly here, once you see yourself being Brahman, the consciousness, which is not subject to change, and which is of the nature of formlessness, now which is partless whole, and in that vision of Brahman, because of that, vritya means because of that vision of Brahman, Pitaji, that's the understanding meaning. Vritya, akhandakara vritya, vritti jnanena, because of that vision, vritya here means what now? Because of the akhandakara vritti jnanam. Because of the vision of Brahman, which is not subject to change, which is partless whole, okay, that because of that, what happens? You see everything as Brahman, you resolve all the thoughts in Brahman, the reality. Then you see only Brahman means thoughts are resolved intellectually. So intellectually resolving the thoughts as Brahman is what? Forgetting the thoughts. And that is called here dhyana, samadhi. Here also thoughts are not there. See, in knowledge also thoughts are not there. In samadhi also thoughts are not there. What is the difference? In samadhi, you make deliberate effort to put the thoughts physically, resolve the thoughts. Make efforts to resolve the thoughts physically. Isn't it? Thoughts are physically means what? Thoughts are really obstructed. Nirodha is done, isn't it? But here in jnanam, you are not really undoing any thought. You are not really making any effort to put the thoughts to sleep. Having the thoughts also, you intellectually resolving the thoughts as Brahman is forgetting the thoughts, which is samadhi. You see the difference, Pitaji? What is samadhi for a wise person? What is samadhi for an ignorant person? Isn't it? You are not straightening the thoughts. Intellectually resolve the thoughts. How? Oh, thoughts are nothing but reality. How? You see reality. Reality alone is there as the form of thoughts. This is called samadhi. I'll tell you. I don't know what is bothering him, I'll tell you. Vritya.
Just a grammar.
Vritya. See, vritya means, vrittihi is a cognition here. Vritya. Vritti jnanena. Vritya here means vritti jnanena. Which vritti jnanena? Here. Nirvikarataya brahmakarataya vritya. By that vritti jnanam of Brahman. Which Brahman? Brahman which is of the nature of changelessness. And Brahman which is of the nature of partlessness. Is it? Brahmakara. Brahmakara means what? No. That limitlessness. Brahman which is of the nature of limitlessness. The reality whose form is formlessness, whose swarup is what now? Changelessness. And that, the knowledge, of because of that knowledge of Brahman, vritti vismaranam, samyak vritti vismaranam, resolving, having the thoughts resolved in that, because that vision, is called samadhi. Samyak means what? You have no doubt at all. Clearly you resolve the thoughts. How you resolve the wave is nothing but water. That is Samyak Darshanam. Every vritti jnanam, every vritti is what? Nothing but consciousness. Consciousness is not the vritti. But every vritti is consciousness. Is it like resolving all, having all the vrittis resolved cognitively is called what? No, samyak vritti vismaranam. And this is that this having the thoughts resolved, intellectually in consciousness, Brahman is called what? No, samadhi. Isn't it? Samadhi jnana samjnakaha. This samadhi, this is what is samadhi, and this samadhi is called what now? Actually, knowledge. Is known as knowledge. Jnana samjnakaha means samadhi is known as knowledge. Here. This is what is brahma jnanam. Samadhi is known as knowledge here. Samadhi is known as knowledge. Samadhi jnana samgyaha. What is samadhi? Having the thoughts resolved cognitively in Brahman, the reality. How do you resolve it? By having the vision of Brahman. Which Brahman? Brahman which is of the nature of changelessness and which is of the nature of partless, which is of the nature of limitlessness. And how? By having that vision of Brahman. Vritya. Having the vision of Brahman, having the thoughts resolved in Brahman, is samadhi, which is said to be knowledge. I think I have made it very clear. But why I have to tell you this long? Because he uses the word vritti vismaranam. Smarana means remembering. Vismarana means forgetting. Here you forget the thoughts in knowledge. In samadhi, you really put the thoughts to sleep. In ignorance, samadhi means putting the thoughts to sleep. In wisdom, samadhi means forgetting the thoughts. Forgetting the thoughts means what? Not seeing the thoughts. Not seeing the thoughts means what? Having the thoughts resolved. Having the thoughts resolved means what? Seeing the Brahman being the reality of the thoughts. Imancha kritrimanandam.
Imancha kritrimanandam.
Tavat sadhu samabhyaset.
Tavat sadhu samabhyaset.
Vashyo yavat kshanat pumsaha.
Vashyo yavat kshanat pumsaha.
Prayuktasan bhavet swayam.
Prayuktasan bhavet swayam.
Imancha kritrimanandam.
Imancha
kritrimanandam.
Tavat sadhu samabhyaset.
Tavat sadhu samabhyaset.
Vashyo yavat kshanat pumsah. Prayuktasan bhavet swayam.
Prayuktasan bhavet swayam.
Okay, so here, see pumsaha, see the word pumsaha in that second line. Pumsaha. Pumsaha means this the person who, you know, who is contemplative here. The contemplative person. This person, what should he do? Because, see, this, when he has his vision, isn't it? Once he has his clear understanding, oh, Aham Brahmasmi, then Aham Brahmasmi, when the understanding is there, definitely there is what? The simultaneously smallness resolves. Simultaneously, you know, there is fullness also. Then he says, and that is called what? Akritrima anandaha. Kritrima anandaha means artificial. Kritrimam literally means artificial. Artificial means what now? Anything which comes and goes should be taken as kritrimam. Anything which is permanently there is what? Akritrimam. Natural. Intrinsic. Incidental. Incidental is akritrimam. Sorry, kritrimam. Akritrimam is what now? Intrinsic. Natural, artificial. Incidental, you know, intrinsic. So anandaha here, the fullness or happiness which is there as a swarupam of one's own self, the vision of Brahman, is kritrimam or akritrimam? Intrinsic, not incidental. Is natural, isn't it? It's not which comes and goes. Therefore, in intrinsic, akritrimanandaha. Tavat sadhu samabhyaset. Imancha akritrimanandam tavat sadhu samabhyaset. Which means one has to keep oneself in that vision. Once he recognizes, once he has that vision of understanding that Aham Brahmasmi, isn't it? Then one has to be with that vision. Because other things, you know, other things can distract you again and come back. As once you get the vision very clearly and try to be with that vision, may this person who has the vision of Brahman and who has the vision of that fullness or happiness being the intrinsic nature of the reality, understanding. So may this person abhyaset means, you know, try to be in the vision continuously again and again. Understand? Here, again and again, you play, again, be with that vision. See, when you do not even see the tumbler, and if I tell you, come on, keep on seeing this tumbler, come on, come again, see the tumbler, again see the tumbler, again see the tumbler, if I tell you, you haven't even seen once. And what is the point in telling you, see this tumbler again, again, again? You have not even seen once. So you cannot try to see it continuously like this. Even if you stare at me, you are not seeing this, isn't it? Not practically possible. Therefore, continuously placing attention, you know, without being distracted by other actions, other activities, in the being with the vision, being with the vision continuously is called abhyasa here. Okay, remaining with the vision is called abhyasa. So this person has the vision, therefore what should he do now? And he has to remain, he has to make efforts to be with the vision. The one who has not, one who hasn't got the vision has to work for the vision, isn't it? Mm-hmm. One who has got the vision should make efforts to be with the vision. This is called what now? He says, samabhyasaha. Okay, samabhyasaha. Imancha akritrimanandam tavat sadhu samabhyaset. Akritrimanandaha is equal to intrinsic, you know, the fullness which is intrinsic, inseparable sorupam of reality is called akritrimanandaha. And this, now this, the person who has this vision of the reality, is the one who has the vision of fullness, being very nature of the reality, that person, again and again, what we should do? Samabhyaset. May he continue to be, continue to remain in that vision. Or may he, may he focus attention again and again, the same vastu. How long should he? Means one should practice. This one should be contemplative. One should dwell upon. One should be contemplative. Being contemplative means what now? I understood the thing. Understood the vastu. Aham brahmasmi. And I am of the nature of fullness, happiness. I got it. Therefore this anandaha is what? Akritrimanandaha means what now? This vision is akritrimanandaha. Having the vision of Brahman as one's own self, or Brahman being one's own self, is what actually is the anandaha. May one continue to have this, may one continue to practice this, focus on attention in this vision. Let him not be distracted by other things also. That's the meaning here. How long should I, or should one be contemplative? It's contemplation is emphasized here. How long should one be contemplative? Yavat vashyaha kshanat. Isn't it? Even if I involved in everything else, Immediately you are able to see the reality without any difficulty, isn't it? How when you are seeing the opaque, you are living this world, you are seeing the opaque, handling all the opaque things. But for you to remember to see the light, how long it takes? Kshanat, isn't it? Anirshanam. Within no time you are able to see the reality, even if you are seeing the opaque. That way, even if you are dealing with the people, you are handling, you are living in this world, you are perceiving the world, you are transacting in the world, but still, within no time, you are able to remember this. Which means what now? Kshanat implies unforgettable jnanam is implied here. Until the knowledge becomes unforgettable. When you are seeing the mic, you are not forgetting the light. But you don't need to remember the light. Without your effort, you know the light is there. Isn't it? Similarly, when you are doing anything and everything in the world also, if you are able to, you know, remember, oh, it's all Brahman, it's all Brahman, it's all Brahman. Okay, everything is Brahman, the knowledge is there, but is it forgettable knowledge or unforgettable knowledge? This knowledge also you might forget. It should become unforgettable knowledge. For which you should do what now? May one be contemplative in order to get this vision ascertained, so that the vision becomes what now? Unforgettable knowledge. That's called having this knowledge unforgettable. Is called what now? Having it, you know, and in your within under your fold. That is implied by the word vashyaha. No, vashyam. Yavat, no, vashyaha bhavet. No, as long as it becomes unforgettable knowledge, vision. Which vision? Vision of fullness. The vision of ananda, vision of happiness, vision of fullness. As your the very nature of the reality, which is yourself. No, this vision you have, as long as it becomes unforgettable. Sorry, unless and until, you know, you see that it becomes, it's unforgettable, till then, may one practice this, may one be contemplative. Pumsaha yavat vashyaha bhavet, tavat sadhu abhyaset. Tavat is simpler there, tavat abhyaset. How? He says, prayukt swayam prayuktaha san. Swayam prayuktaha san means what now? Even though one is involved in anything else also, any other activities also, may one be contemplative, may one practice this. Practice this means may one practice contemplation, may one have this, practice this contemplation, what now? May one continue to remain in this vision. Have this vision until one gets it, unforgettable. Okay, unforgettable what now? Unforgettable means any situation, you know, this knowledge would become handy. Because whenever situations go wrong also, in situations, when situations arise, then situations may be undesirable, may be desirable. Then immediately what will happen? Undesirable means immediately we become unhappy. But whenever situations are not okay, then you should be able to what now? Use this jnanam there, so that you are not, you can be objective towards a situation. One should be able to recollect that. This knowledge should be handy for you to help you in situations, to be objective, not to be affected by that. Because, isn't it? Therefore, it should be readily available for you. Maybe readily available means must be unforgettable knowledge, for which you should practice this contemplation. Practicing, the word is used here, I never like to use the word practice, okay? You know, may one be with the vision again and again and again, so that may one be contemplative continuously. So this vision becomes unforgettable. The vision of fullness becomes unforgettable. So that, you know, when a person, prayuktahasana means when he is involved in anything else also, isn't it? This knowledge becomes handy. What is the use? You forget this knowledge. Sometimes, no, the emotions overpower your intellect. You know everything what is right, you know very, very well. But still, in spite of knowing also, sometimes the knowledge is there, it will become a useless knowledge. Should be useless, it should be useful. If it has to be useful, means the knowledge should be handy. Handy means it should come suddenly to help you, to save you from the situation. Which means it must be unforgettable. And for it to be unforgettable, one should what now? One should make it, should have that ascertained. To have ascertained, you have to, it's not enough, you simply have the vision and see that vision is ascertained. That's why he mentions the word abhyaset.
It's useful just to have the, just the word by word of this one.
Yeah. Imam. I got imam?
Yeah.
The first word. Imam becomes imanj. Imam means this. Cha and akritrima anandaha. Akritrimanandaha means what now? Not incidental pleasure, but the fullness which is intrinsic nature of the reality, the self. Then tavat. Tavat means till then. So long. Sadhu. Well. Samabhyaset. Must practice. Samabhyaset. Should. Must practice. Even I mentioned the word practice, but really, I will not say practice, isn't it? Because it's not a karma here. Vashyaha. Vashyaha means being within one's fold, which means it is being under control. But I will say, you can write within brackets, being in one's fold means unforgettable.
Vashya.
Vashya implies unforgettable. Vashya, until this vision becomes one's own, the permanent. Vashya means under control, Pitiji. Under one's control. Being under control is called Vashya. Or being within one's fold, that's a vashyaha. Being in one's fold, being one's control, being, no? Yavat, as long as. Yavat and tavat should go together. Yavat, tavat. I'll give you a translation, don't worry. With a full translation. Yavat, tavat, as long as. Tavat is so long. Kshanat. Kshanat. No, within no time. Instantly. In an instant. Pumsaha. Actually, pum. The pumsaha is the possessive of the word pum. Pums. Pums. Is sakaranta shabda. Pumsaha is a possessive of pums. Pums. Then prayuktaha. Prayuktaha should go with the sanna should take together. Prayuktaha san. Prayuktaha san means what now? Being involved in activities. Or being called into action. Prayuktahasan. Being used. Being used. Prayukta literally means being used. But prayukta being called into action is being used. bhavet arises swayam by itself. The translation you have here is, the aspirant should carefully practice his meditation that reveals his natural bliss until, being under his full control, it arises spontaneously in an instant when called into action. That is why I put it in my own words. Understand what I'm saying? See, may one be contemplative to ascertain this vision. No, that means ascertain means unforgettable. Unforgettable vision alone will be handy to save you all the time. Isn't it? It will be available any time. That doesn't mean you don't need to be remembering all the time, Ambrahmasmi, 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 Ambrahmasmi. No tea, no coffee, no. Not like that. You should be just going everywhere and be everywhere and see everything. Isn't it? Everywhere you must be there, doing anything whatever you should have to be doing. Janaka was ruling the whole kingdom, isn't it? With all, you know, even the local ministers get so many problems. Means, imagine as a king of the country, in the big kingdom, and then there must be ministers coming, and then there must be people coming, publication officer must be coming, and then, you know, the defense officer must be coming, and what got so many people must be coming, all different departments, the ministers of different departments will be coming and pestering him for all as a king. He must be answering to all of them like this. Like a drummer, isn't it? We're so busy, but it's always he's very busy. But what was unforgettable for him? Aham Brahmasmi. Amazing, isn't it? That is what, when you are, this knowledge must be handy. You have a useless knowledge. In fact, if you simply study one week, attend the Vedanta class and then have understand something, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, the teacher is blabbering, the student also is listening, and they're having some fun and going back. I mean, things go worse in life, isn't it? Of course, things for a wise person, nothing goes worse, actually speaking. And things are not okay, situations are not okay. No, how not to be, affected by situations? How to be objective towards situations? Still, how to have the same Aham Purnanandaha? First have that, first 100% be clear that you are Purnanandaha, isn't it? You are happiness, you are fullness. The vision must be clear. When the vision is there, and then contemplative of that again. And as have it ascertained. Then whatever situations go, also what now? Immediately, that vision should be handy, that it protects you. The objectivity helps you. Take everything, isn't it? How long should there be contemplative? The very question should arise. Until it becomes, it becomes ascertained. Until it becomes unforgettable. That is why Vashyaha means, Vashyaha. No, this knowledge becomes you're under your control or what? Right? Yeah. Until this knowledge becomes, unforgettable and ascertained. So Vashya should be implies what? The knowledge becomes under my control. Not like that. Knowledge is not within my fold. Not like that. It literally means that. But actually what's implied is, until this knowledge becomes Yavat, how long it practice? Yavat Vashyaha. Bhavati Tavat, no? Until it becomes, as long as it doesn't become ascertained, one should practice this. Until it becomes ascertained, one should practice. Until this vision gets ascertained, unforgettable, one should practice this. One should practice what? One should be contemplative. Practice here, I just leave it. I won't say practice meditation. One should be contemplative. They made it very clear, no, Petiji? Okay, I should not ask you. You will say no, so let me not ask you. If it is not clear, don't worry. We'll take care of it next class.
Give the translation of this paragraph. If you had to give a translation.
I always explanationally give. I can never give translation. I can never give means what? If I give translation, what is this? You want translation?
Yeah.
Read this.
No, I don't want to read that.
Put all the words to very struggle. They struggle a lot to. That's why if you ask me to give Padija, I can give each word what literal meaning, then what is it? You know? What is the implied by that? Implied meaning. Give both. Then you had to take, put all the implied meaning together and you had to get the translation. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.